Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane.
As you might have heard, we are recognising some of the best and brightest people in your community this year with the inaugural ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. And the idea is really to celebrate positive change makers in your neighbourhood. The awards ceremony is tomorrow night. You can watch it unfold live on Facebook. Just head to the ABC Brisbane Facebook page to catch the broadcast. Craig and Loretta of Breakfast are hosting it. And you're going to meet a wonderful array of people who are up for award contention. With all of that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to one of the finalists in the category of community in social media. Her name is Nell Harvey. And she set up a Facebook group for her community on the Sunshine Coast at a time when homes and lives were under threat from bushfire. Nell, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on your nomination. It must have been a pretty scary time. Take me back.
Thank you. It was. Yeah, we were at a football game when the fire started, and it was one of the first fires of the season, and everybody thought it would be fine. You know, they could see that people were attending, but it just got bigger and bigger. And as we were leaving, police came onto the field and told us to evacuate Pridgeon Beach. They said that the fire was going over there very quickly, and that, you know, that we just needed to get the word out. So I had set up a Facebook group for Pridgeon Beach locals a few years ago, and that's the first place. I just put it on there as soon as I could and told everyone to get out, and people started evacuating. It was pretty obvious. You could see the fire was coming over because it's less than a kilometre. And then through the night, we were just getting lots of reports. We were told that the servo had blown up and that the pub was gone and that the village square, it's a beautiful square, that was all gone. And it was so frightening for the residents who'd evacuated. There was all these rumours going around. So I put the word out on the Facebook group and said, you know, unless you've seen it with your own eyes or you know someone you trust who's seen it with their own eyes, don't put it on here, you know, give us the truth. And what happened then was a lot of the rumours started to get put back. You know, we've still got the newspaper from the next morning that said that 10 houses had been lost, and, you know, luckily it was only one house, and that beautiful house has been rebuilt now. But it was not knowing was the problem for everybody, because there was all these rumours. And so just to have the one place where we could all trust each other and know that anyone who had actual information could share. So we could, there was a few people that would tell me things and I would post them if they knew. But it was just really good and relief, really. It was quite scary to see the news reports and to watch the, you know, the firefighters defending properties in the next street. So, yeah.
You've been nominated for an ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Award for your efforts in community through social media. I guess, what is your message to anybody? I mean, you hear a lot of negative things about social media and spreading fake news and rumours. So what would you say in response to that, Nell, to help remind people, I guess, that positive things, good things can come from social media use?
It's quite funny because I do try and tell people in the group that we're like the ABC. So we're not there to advertise businesses. We're there for the community to connect. And the beauty of a group is that everybody can say things as long as they're polite and, you know, willing to respect other people's opinions, then they're welcome to participate. And now we've got 1,800 people in the group. If anyone spots smoke, you can guarantee someone will be on there and they'll say whether they can see what it is and which direction, and everyone chips in. So it's it really feels like it's owned more by the community than just something that I set up, which is you know, really makes me happy.
Very humble and gracious, Nell, but a very difficult time in your life and a challenge that you responded to with such grace and devotion to making a positive difference. Congratulations again. I know you and that group have made such a difference to the lives of locals in Perugian and beyond, standing as a great example to us all. All the best for Friday, but I reckon you're already a winner. Nell Harvey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Nell Harvey on ABC Radio Brisbane.
The ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards.
And don't forget to head to the ABC Brisbane Facebook page tomorrow, where the awards ceremony will be live streamed. It's going to be quite a production, and I'm sure you'll walk away from watching an event like that with a sense of joy and optimism in your heart.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.